Many years later, Elisha was suffering from the illness from which he died. Jehoash, king of Israel, went down to see him and wept over him. "My father, my father," he cried, "the chariots and horsemen of Israel." Elisha said, "Get a bow and some arrows." And he did so. "Take the bow in your hands," he said to the king of Israel. When he had taken it, Elisha put his hands on the king's hands.
"Open the east window," he said,
and he opened it.
"Shoot,"
Elisha said, and he shot.
"Yahweh's arrow of victory, the arrow of victory over Syria,"
Elisha declared.
"You will completely destroy the Syrians at Aphek."
Then he said,
"Take the arrows."
And the king took them. Elisha told him,
"Strike the ground."
He struck it 3 times and stopped. The man of God was angry with him and said,
"You should have struck the ground 5 or 6 times. Then you would have defeated Syria and completely destroyed it. But now you will defeat it only 3 times.
Elisha died and was buried. Now, Moabite raiders used to enter the country every spring. Once, while some Israelites were burying a man, suddenly they saw a band of raiders, so they threw the man's body into Elisha's tomb. When the body touched Elisha's bones, the man came to life and stood on his feet.